WMET AM 1590.
Hey guys, it's Radio for Winners, Tony, Jeremy, and Don. Having some technical difficulties this week, so we're going to play an episode going way back.
Imagine that.
Episode 73.
Fat Guy Stories.
That's
this episode actually goes back to our first show ever with the three of us in studio.
So pre-podcast.
Yeah, so we did this show and felt that it would be a good idea if we got together to do a podcast.
Yeah.
Which is, when you listen to it, you're going to think, why would these guys even think it's worth hanging out?
So, if the three of us ever come to you with a business proposal, by all means say that we are the dumbest people you've ever met in your entire life. Because obviously we make poor choices.
I don't even remember what happened on this episode, so I'm very excited to hear it when it comes out.
Well, this first episode took place
about birthdays.
It took place in Silver Spring at the World Building, which is this dilapidated building which housed a bunch of AM stations, mainly Red Zebra stations, the stations that Dion Snyder owns.
Dan Snyder.
And the station that we worked at was, or I worked at as a board op because I was bored, was a station that did brokered programming, which means that people would essentially pay to be on the air. And 99% of the shows on the air were in a language other than English. So we were one of the few stations or a few shows on the station actually in English.
See.
And some people would say that with me talking, that's debatable as well.
That's going to say, you fit right in.
Yes. That's right.
So enjoy this episode coming up, and we'll be back, I guess, next week, guys. You guys will be back in the Beat Lab studio instead of...
We'll be back. We will be back.
...of a poor connection over Google Hangout.
We'll be back in live and in person next week.
And we'll try this again, but enjoy an extended edition of the first Radio for Winners show ever with Jeremy, Tony, and Don.
Back in 1987.
WMET Gaithersburg, World Radio at WMET 1160.
They've done studies, 60% of the time, it works every time.
I believe in taking care of myself, in a balanced diet, in a rigorous exercise routine. In the morning, if my face is a little puffy, I'll put on an ice pack while doing my stomach crunches. I can do 1,000 now.
I will give them something they've never seen before.
If you put your effort and concentration into playing to your potential, to be the best that you can be, I don't care what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, in my book, we're going to be winners!
Coming to you live from high atop the World Building in downtown Silver Spring, it's Radio for Winners. Streaming live at WMET1160.com and available toll-free now at 1-866-369-1160. Here are Tony and John.
And welcome to another edition of Radio for Winners, 1160 AM WMET. You can call us live, 1-866-369-1160. We're also streaming live on WMET1160.com. If you want to email us, we get emails a lot on this show. A lot of email. We really do. rfwshow@gmail.com. John Muma, my co-host, out for the night. So I'm joined by Jeremy and Don. Jeremy, who's a contributor to omgjeremy.com. And Don, who just knows a lot about Excel spreadsheets. Gentlemen, how are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
This has gotten off to an awkward start.
good.
I always like, I tell these guys when they come to my cave, make sure you're talking to them like, they're just looking at me and, like, hanging out back. If you're online right now, you can see, like, the camera view is where they're supposed to be talking into. And Jeremy's just, like, back in the room.
I'm just wondering why the only thing I contribute is Excel spreadsheets.
That's really all I know you for. Gentlemen, tonight's show, very, very, very good. It's going to be probably one of the best shows we've ever done. And honestly, it's because of you two. I'll be honest with you. It really is. What have you guys been up to? Anything crazy has happened this week?
Birthdays.
All right, this is it's got off to an amazing start.
It's an amazing start. Had my son's birthday last weekend there, Tony.
All right.
I
wasn't invited, by the way.
I'm sorry for that.
Why wasn't I?
My wife takes care of all the invites.
But I went to your daughter's first year.
Well, that's because it was birthday. In May, so we had the outside. You could go outside.
Oh, so you guys were all stuck inside. How many kids were there?
There were 30 kids.
See, that would have been awful.
Yeah.
Actually, Jeremy went to the last one, right? I think Jeremy was also invited to your daughter's birthday.
Yeah, daughter's birthday, not your son's last birthday, because this would be his first birthday, right?
Yeah, I don't invite people to my son's birthday. It's my son.
Move the mic closer to you.
There's no, I want to talk way away from it.
All right. So, yeah, so there are 30 kids trying to lock themselves inside the dog's crate. And that was the fun and entertainment for the children of the evening. You know, you could set up the Wii, you can set up the PlayStation, whatever. They just wanted to lock themselves inside the dog's crate.
Oh, wow. So, oh, wow.
It's what married life is like, Tony.
Jeremy, anything about Theo this week?
My basement flooded because of the rain, which is exciting. So I got to spend all day yesterday vacuuming up water in my basement. Doesn't get any better than that.
Man. Unreal.
That's a lot.
Unreal. I think I got your mic level finally good.
Oh, sorry.
I think it's the mic, actually. I don't think it's you. It might be that little puffy thing on the top of the mic.
Do you want me to take
that off and see what happens?
Things we should have worked out before we started the show.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of lazy when it comes to this stuff. Like, I don't actually start the actual show prepping until like an hour before the show. Like, I'm not very good at that. I know I sent out some topics earlier. And then, like, of course, last week, the reason why the latest show's not uploaded to WMET1160.com is because it was an awful show. It was absolutely awful. Dreadful.
Why is it awful? What'd you...
Well, what we did is it was just a complete cluster F. I mean, it was that bad. It was the kind of show where like you want to, you don't want to put up. It's like just me stumbling around. It's actually much like a regular show that I do.
However, this one.
Yeah, it's exactly
it's
like this
be just
one.
Like this show.
I was actually going to say this one will probably outrank the other one.
And we're actually going to try grabbing this mic right here, Jeremy, and pulling that up to you. Let's see if that one works a little bit better. This one, for some reason, mic one seems to be a little wacky. So move that one away.
Wow.
All right, move
catch
that
out
one
on the webcam.
This is fun. Is that better?
That's a little bit better. Try bringing it closer.
It might just be me. It could just be me.
It's just you.
That's fine.
I had this meeting this week I went to, and I ran this one guy, and it was like the first time meeting this guy, so I'm supposed to be like, impressing them because it's a client. And I get there, and I'm a kind of guy, I do comedy, so I like to think that I'm funny. It's the reason why we do this show is because I think I'm funny. I make people laugh.
Okay.
You're a winner.
Yeah. So I thought that I could... I thought that I could, make this guy laugh by telling him a simple joke. I made like some like wacky, you ever like kind of cheese it up in front of people? Like if you're making a joke, all of a sudden you'll say something like...
That's all I do.
You'll say something like the effect of I don't know, something over cheese. I was talking about like, the president of the company. I was like, hey, I'm having golf with the president this weekend, so you better listen up to the meeting. It was like, and everybody else in the room laughs. This guy doesn't laugh at all. Now, granted, it was a horrible joke, but still.
Was he deaf?
No, he's just like... He just goes like, you're hanging yourself, dude. I'm like, what? He's like, you're hanging yourself. Leave the jokes to me. I'm like, really? Leave the jokes to you?
Was he funny?
No.
Was he really racist?
Was this really Carrot Top?
No. This guy was just this big D-bag. He's just one of these corporate D-bags. A guy thinks he's like the greatest guy in the room. And he's just like, leave the jokes to me. Like, really, dude? I've been doing comedy for 5 years. I know how to bomb. I do it. I do it pretty much every single show.
Every Sunday from 9 to 10.
But it was absolutely. By the way, if you're streaming live right now, you can actually go in our chat room. We have Cool Bathroom, who was saying that Bill Cosby is funny. I would disagree. I would disagree with Bill Cosby not being funny.
Used to be funny. Then he got old.
He was funny. I would say back around 1988-89 was doing the Cosby Show, and his stand-up was good then too. Early 80s, late 70s.
By the way, I don't know if you've been to DC lately, but have you seen the sides of the buses are now advertising that the Cosby Show is going to be rebroadcast at 11 p.m. on some DC television station? Is it really relevant anymore?
Theo wet his bed. Theo was old enough. I don't think that was an issue.
Oh well, you never know.
Yeah, it was not. I don't know. But he used to be funny, but he's not. He's not funny anymore. Yeah, so that just annoyed me. I come all the way down to DC to meet this guy, and all of a sudden he's just like. By the way, you were pulling a Brian Helfrich, Jeremy. Let me just tell you about. I did a show, and let me just give you a little bit of background.
I'm sorry, I don't have a lot of input on a meeting you had with a guy.
Now you sound
I wasn't
good.
There.
Your mic level sounds good there. Let me give you a little bit of radio history, ladies and gentlemen, about my history in radio. I started out at this horrible station in Baltimore, and I moved from there to a station, not even a station, a network of shows. It was called the Liberty Works Radio Network. And it was absolutely, it was just a total S burger of a network. It was terrible. Don's like drinking water right by the mic. He doesn't even, doesn't care. So I'm there, and I lost my train of thought. But what was I talking?
Horrible radio station.
Yeah, horrible radio station. Liberty Works Radio Network. You guys are throwing me off. And oh my God, I completely lost my train of thought.
Could you put a sheet up between you and us? Because that might help.
It might help, but I actually just totally blocked this off.
But I was doing a show up there, and I had this guy who was a friend that Jeremy knows as well as Don, named Brian. He was a real douche. And but I brought him on the show. The guy doesn't even talk at all. The guy
says
nothing.
That's what we're doing right now. We're both really doing it for you.
Well, Don was at least speaking. You like were partially, partially speaking.
And I wasn't speaking into the side of the microphone like you were instructed to do as well, DB.
Man. So you guys been watching any TV?
Yeah, do a little TV watching, Tony. That's what you do when you're married. You watch TV.
At this point, I just stream a lot of Netflix movies, but I watch a lot of them on TV.
I've been watching a lot of Bravo.
Oh, yeah? What you into on Bravo?
He likes the Project Runway, probably.
No, I'm not even that. I'm actually much, much worse than that. I'm watching The Real Housewives of New York.
Wow.
And that in Top Chef. But
I've actually never seen that show. I started watching rewind of last year's season or something today, and it was painful. I don't know how you could sit through most of that. But
you guys watching American Idol at all?
I started to until Ellen joined.
So really, you didn't watch it this season, is what you're saying?
Well, no, I watched it at the beginning of the season, and then I watched like the first show that Ellen was on, and I had to turn that off. She doesn't have enough makeup, I think, for the evening time show as opposed to her daytime show.
I just didn't know if she'd be any good or not. She has no music background. Not that anyone else on there really.
It's really almost the same as us just being there. I mean, as a judge-wise, she's not very.
She probably talks more than us.
I kind of miss Paula Abdul, believe it or not.
I kind of do too. Like, at least she had a musical background. She could at least tell you whether or not.
Well, and she was the train wreck. So every season you had to figure out what Paula was doing because she was slurring or talking about songs they didn't sing or, you know, every other thing. So she made the show interesting.
I mean, she's the only one that had a musical background, but she did have, what's that guy's name? Arsenio Hall in one of her videos.
Oh, and MC Scat Cat.
MC Scat Cat.
You can't say that. Mm-mm, neither can Ellen.
No.
What
about the host, Kara? You like her? You think she's good?
Where did she even come from? She's like, what is she? She writes music?
Oh, yeah, apparently
something?
She's a songwriter.
She's a singer-songwriter. And but she's like all cozying up to Simon now this season, which is kind of odd.
He's leaving, isn't he?
Yeah, he's done. He's done after this year. He's starting X Factor, which is basically the same thing as American Idol, except for there's no age limit, apparently.
Well, and he owns it, right? So he gets a lot more money from
it. Yeah, so he gets the executive producer rights.
Yeah, can't fault him there.
But apparently they're saying that this week was like kind of controversial because one of the main... one of the main girls, Lily Scott, the one with the horrible hair. Don, you've been watching it, right, this week?
I didn't. I missed this week. Oh, I apologize.
Was she fully nude?
The problem is this girl doesn't look like an idol. She looks like... TMZ had this perfect picture of her. And it's probably up now if you go to TMZ.com. Of a guy from Princess Bride with the blonde hair. It used to be kind of this weird, horrible shape that's going down. This girl's just not attractive, basically. So she got bounced, and everybody's like, oh, wow, I can't believe it. Can't believe it.
I heard there was a big controversy with that. Did she look anything like Sloth from the Goonies?
Or Andre the Giant from Princess Bride? Is that what you're aiming for?
No, she had kind of more of a trollish look than that.
I've been watching The Biggest Loser, Tony.
I've been watching that, too. The problem with The Biggest Loser, though, is when the guys at the end, when they take off the shirt. And it's just repulsive. It's okay in the beginning of the season because it's fine, but as soon as they take off their shirt, like 2 weeks in, all of a sudden they're just like disgusting.
Who was Sunshine's dad? What's his name?
What?
He's got that great big tattoo on his arm. It says Jesus. And he's got some sort of strange patch of skin up like right underneath his like chin. It's a little freaky with those big overweight people. Thought I'd point that out there.
I'm just doing what you guys do to me when I'm talking.
Hey, like, no problem.
We get completely
I'll be
silent.
Here till 10. O'Neill. That's the guy's name. O'Neill.
What about Marriage Ref? You been watching that?
Actually, that one I did see. I have seen one of these shows.
Yeah, I watched
year.
That. Like,
I saw the first episode. Yeah, yeah, it was all right. I mean, I didn't have anything else to do on a Thursday, which I guess isn't what they're advertising. Here's something to do when you have nothing else to do on a Thursday.
It doesn't
Thursday.
Really fit that format, though, of like a 10
Well, that's what happens
show.
When you put Jay Leno on at 10 o'clock. It kind of screws up the whole network.
Yeah, it looks more like a daytime show, if anything. It just doesn't fit that 10 o'clock night spot.
I did notice like one thing. A lot of people have a little bit too much of an obsession with their pets, because it seems to be like all the show's about is I want to stuff my dog and put him on the mantle.
I missed that one. I saw ones about like furniture and how they have a special dining room that no one else can touch. Actually, that's the
yes,
one I
that's
liked.
That's the one I saw.
Cause
you like that?
Well, my mom used to do that. We had a dining room that no one could go into, and we used it for never. It was for, you know, when family came to visit, but we never had family come visit the entire time I lived with my parents. So it just sat there untouched. And so I didn't think it was weird. But
would you ever go in there afterwards and like, why this room isn't that special? I don't know why it was.
Well, no. I mean, because it was my mom. It wasn't like it was my wife where I could argue with her. It was just that's the way it was.
Did you have
plastic? Did
you have plastic on any of the seats?
No, no, we just didn't go in the room. It was totally, it was the nice furniture. Couldn't go in there. We had to sit on like folding chairs or bean bags and eat everything. We could not go in the special dining room.
We had the same thing. My parents put a fireplace in that room, yet we, you know, it was cold inside the house. And they're like, well, we could light the fireplace, but we can't actually go into the room that had the fireplace inside of it.
Was it a real fireplace or just bricks?
No, it was an actual real fireplace. It wasn't like a gas fireplace or anything like that. It was a real fireplace that we could actually never use. And then my parents moved out like a year later, so it was great.
But yeah, that's that was the only thing on the show that was realistic, though. Everything else was just really like awkward and staged, and not as awkward as this show, but still pretty awkward.
Speaking of awkward, we'll be right back right after this. Is Radio for Winners, WMET 1160 AM.
Got a question? Got a comment? Call in now at 1-866-369-1160.
What the hell is going on here?
This is Radio for Winners.
Great. Number 9, you can grill it. Number 8, you can fry it. Number 7, it's cheap. Number 6, countless recipes. Number 5, it's a great source of protein. Number 4, protein protects against bone loss in old people. Number 3, it is a very good source of the cancer protective B vitamin niacin. Number 2, niacin-rich foods like this also provide protection against Alzheimer's disease. And the number 1 reason to eat chicken? Did we say it tastes great? So hey, PETA, suck it.
Brought to you by the Farmers Council on Farming Chickens by Chicken Farmers.
People remember a simpler time, the good old days, way back when a candy bar cost a nickel and a man was as good as his word. A time when people's breath didn't smell like hot underwear. Each year, more and more people in this country go about their daily lives completely unaware that their breath smells like a pair of spoiled underbreeches. Their friends, family, and co-workers far too embarrassed to say anything, but all agree. Their breath smells like a pair of freshly baked panties. Parties become awkward. Social engagements are fewer and farther between. Dentist appointments more and more expensive with each visit. All because their pie hole smells like a brontosaurus took a dump on their taste buds. If you know someone like this, please help. Simply find the person, sit them down for a simple, candid discussion about their fresh vomit breath, and when they're distracted, shoot them in the head. Because we both know, nothing can be done for them. Once dead, fill that wet dumpster they called a mouth with quick-drying concrete and walk away. You've done good work. This message brought to you by People with Noses.
And we're back, Radio for Winners. Don has never done a show before. He's trying to walk out the studio.
You actually walked in and forgot to shut the door behind.
Oh, it's okay.
There's a lot of noise coming from the hallway.
Yeah, apparently don't know how to fix the Pepsi machine. It just keeps like making a huge noise.
65 cents.
Is that a good deal or not? I don't even know if that's a good deal or not.
It's for a can of Pepsi is a good deal.
Yeah.
It is. My microphone was down, wasn't it? Because I was the best I've ever been on the radio, and the mic was off.
Really? 65 cents?
Yeah, that's not bad for a can.
Wow.
This is the worst radio segment ever.
Hey, they got... if you go to CBS Radio in Towson, they got free fountain drinks. It's unreal.
I want to go there.
This is Radio for Winners. I do too, actually. 1160 AM WMET. 1-866-369-1160 is the number to give us a call if you want to get on the air and talk about whatever.
How come nobody calls in?
Because there's nobody listening. There's we have a fair amount of people listening on a stream. Although I think some of those people are not real, because they seem to listen all the time. And a lot of shows on the station, not very good. Not very good.
You're not going to get promoted with that attitude.
Well, they're schmoozing with Shmuel. I mean, who's listening to that?
It's not actually. What kind of show is it?
It's Jewish programming.
You had to think about that?
No, I mean, I didn't know what kind of show. Maybe it's a sales show. Maybe it's like the Tradio or what. I don't know.
Radio.
And then
this is Tradio.
So in the news today, I know, Don, your hero passed away, Corey Haim, one of the guys that you used to look up to. I
thought you were going
to
say Steven Seagal.
No, I hope he never dies, because that guy's a legend.
He's still current. He's still doing something.
I tried watching a show. I really couldn't get into it. I tried in the beginning of the season when it started, and I liked the first episode, but after that, it was kind of like, I don't know.
Wait, are we talking about Corey Haim or
Steven
Seagal? We're
talking about Steven Seagal.
Oh, yeah, no, I tried to watch the first episode, but it's him sitting in the car while all the other real police officers do stuff, and he gets really winded sitting in a car.
Do you know what the interesting thing is about that? Is that the police officers that are driving him around should probably actually be sitting at a desk, because they're, like, really high-up police officers, and, like, they have to drive around with Steven Seagal, who, by the way, outranks all of the people in the car because he's, like, a deputy chief.
Yeah, but it's honorary. It doesn't mean anything.
I think that they should bring, like, a special guest star in with them, like, for each episode. Like, wouldn't it be great to, like, bring, like, Mr. T in for, like, an episode and give him a gun and a badge and, like, a bulletproof vest and then go do raids?
Or Corky from Life Goes On.
Wow. A good show. Chris Burke. They bring him out.
I would love to have him on as a police officer.
So your fellow Corey Haim passes away. And, of course, Corey Feldman decides he's going to go on Larry King. And, you know, talk about it. Because, you know, if your best friend of, like, 22 years dies, what's the first thing you do?
Well, I would go to Larry King.
Yeah, you jump right on the air, because that's not at all.
I would stop at Arby's on the way, much like I did today. You always stop at Arby's on the way.
So here's a clip from Feldman from the Larry King show.
In watching everything that's happened today and the reports that have come out, the first thing I need to say is people need to stop. They need to stop jumping the gun. They need to stop saying it's a drug overdose. They need to stop saying, you know, their theories of what they think it is or isn't. Because at the end of the day, until the coroner's report comes out, until we have specific evidence, until we know exactly what the toxicology reports say, nobody knows.
That was Corey Feldman, Larry King, who's basically the oldest man on TV right now. I mean, there's no reason for Larry King to be on.
I thought it was
the guy should've retired. But Feldman, I don't know. The whole thing about Feldman is there's no reason for him to be there. Like, he should wait at least a couple of days or had somebody else go on. It just kind of stinks of, I want to be a celebrity. I need to be in the limelight. And you see this a lot with celebrities.
I actually disagree with you. I think Corey Feldman had to go out immediately, because most people thought it was Corey Feldman that died. Everyone I told about it was like, oh, the guy from Goonies is dead.
Actually, I think I said the same
thing. You did, but then I was surprised, because I thought you meant it was Corey Feldman instead. But no, you thought I meant the guy that played, like, the main character, Sean Astin.
I thought it was Corey Hart. But they're going to re-release, like, you know,
Sunglasses at Night. It's a good song. It's a solid song.
I don't think there's any reason for Feldman to go out that night. It just reeks of, I want to be in the spotlight. This is a perfect time for me to do it.
He's up
he did the same
Goonies
thing when Michael
reunion.
Jackson died.
They are doing a Goonies, like, Goonies Festival. The 25th anniversary festival is this summer, I think. And his band, The Truth Movement, is headlining. I'm very excited about that.
Do you have a date on that?
No, I do not have a date, but I guarantee you it's true.
Could you post it later? Because I'm sure that you have it somewhere.
I will. I will find it. I will post it online. At endlessbacklog.com.
That's your website. I just don't know. When I see these celebrities go on, as soon as somebody dies, it to me, I don't like it. It just bothers me a great deal. I don't know. We have a lot of caller on there. Hi, Radio for Winners. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I don't appreciate you talking about Corey Feldman like that.
I guess are you a big fan of Corey Feldman?
Yeah, I'm sure he's grieving right now. He lost his friend of 22 years, and I don't know.
Well, and he's still reeling from the death of Michael Jackson. I'm sure life's, you know, pretty hard for Corey Feldman.
Sir, is it okay if we talk about Corey Hart instead?
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, Corey Hart's great. Good friend of mine.
Oh, awesome.
What do you mean, good friend of yours?
Think you could get him to call in? Because I'd love to talk about Corey Hart.
Yeah, no, Corey Hart and I, we go way back. We hang out and stuff in L.A. all the time. Good guy.
Oh, have him give us a call here.
I mean, don't you think Corey Feldman's kind of a douche people are doing that. First off, the guy's hair is ridiculous.
Yeah, did you see his hair? He's got that little S thing in the front. No, it's pretty ridiculous looking.
You people need to stop, okay? You're jumping the gun.
Why?
Jumping the gun on what? His hair? Did you see it? It's the same hair he had in Rock and Roll High School Forever.
Sir, he's just upset that the two Corys was canceled. Was that also on Bravo, Tony? I'm just curious.
It was actually, I think it was on A&E.
A&E.
That was a good show. I did watch that. Why didn't you talk about that the first segment? I could have talked a lot.
Well, sir, why are you such a Corey Feldman fan?
Thank you. That was a great show we did.
What do you mean we did? What, did you work for
the producer? Are you like the Kraft Foods guy?
You see, you're from L.A.
Is this Corey Haim?
Corey Haim's dead, like, so.
Whoa, this would be even better. We could cross boundaries.
No, seriously, what's your link to Corey Feldman?
I'm Corey.
You're not Corey.
This is Corey Feldman.
Okay. If this is Corey Feldman calling into the show, which is very realistic because you're in L.A., why wouldn't you be listening to Radio for Winners? We do stream live, though, so I guess it is possible.
No. All across the country.
No. Guys, you know, I wasn't listening to your show. My good friend Matthew Lesko, have you ever heard of him?
Oh, I love the Matthew Lesko. I saw him in D.C. He drives a BMW with those. He has, like, little octopus things stuck to his car.
So he's listening to some college radio station or something. His favorite show on there is Music of Your Life.
Yes.
And
there's no way that's anyone's favorite show ever.
This is my good friend Matthew Lesko's favorite radio show, and something happened with the daylight savings, and so he ended up listening to this garbage.
Well,
you know, and he hears you guys trashing my good name.
Should Matthew Lesko be actually listening to a college radio station? It's kind of a little.
What else is going on?
This isn't a college radio station, though. This is an actual.
What?
And Matthew Lesko does live in Bethesda.
Wait a minute. This isn't a college radio station?
No, that's a real radio station.
Oh, I'm at the wrong place.
It's poorly run. So, Feldman, if this is you, in fact, so you call up. You're angry because, of course, I said you're kind of a douche with the horrible haircut, and as well as the fact that you, as soon as you know a friend of yours dies, either it's Michael Jackson or your best friend, you have to hop on the air. You can't have somebody else relay that message at all.
Okay, you're jumping the gun there. We don't know how he died, and I do appreciate you having me on the air.
Actually, sir, we do know how he died. The question is why is everyone that's associated with you die in corresponding order with Michael Jackson and then Corey Haim? Why has that happened, sir?
I don't know what you guys are talking about. We're going to have to wait for the coroner's report to come out. I would say June 4th through 7th, Goonies 25th anniversary in Astoria, my band Truth Movement.
Told you. I was right.
So, Corey
and Feldman. No one else would know the dates except for Corey Feldman. I buy that this is Corey Feldman.
So I want to know, why are you promoting yourself on the air if you're calling up upset to the fact that you're on, you know...
He's trying to reach 4.6 viewers, listeners.
You're on the day of...
My best friend for 22 years. We were through the good times, through the bad times. And if you want to know anything else about me and Haim, check out CoreyFeldman.net.
I just can't believe that you're calling in. You're upset at the fact that you know I called you out for the fact that you went on these shows on the day of your friend's death. And now during this call yourself, you're actually promoting your website. You're promoting your band. It's a little bit it's a little ridiculous.
Truth Movement. That's the band name of the band. I mean, but I'm going through tough times here right now, and I don't know if you two are close. But if let's say if the other guy died, what would you do?
I would not go on the air that night on Larry King and say, "Hey, my friend died."
Jeremy'd actually go to Arby's.
I would. I would go to Arby's on the way to wherever I was going. But
well, I just Larry King and I are close. I felt very comfortable going on his show, and you know, I only called in here to defend myself. CoreyFeldman.net.
I don't know, Corey. I think you're calling in and you're outraged, but then you're still promoting yourself and your band and your dates of your band stuff. It just seems a little bit. I mean, the next thing you'll do, you'll be promoting products that you sell, like Corey Feldman hair product. I mean, it's just a little bit ridiculous.
That would explain the haircut if he was selling a line of Corey Feldman hair product.
I'd buy a Corey Feldman bobblehead doll.
Or a toothbrush. Corey Feldman toothbrush.
Ooh.
All right. Well, Corey, I apologize if I said something to offend you. But, again, I do think it's kind of douchey that you came on Larry King the day of. Anything you want to say before I let you go?
Yeah, you should stop jumping the gun. I'm promoting a reality show, by the way. The two Coreys is still happening.
It's still happening.
What, are you going to get Corey Hart for the second Corey?
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
I would watch that. Season 3, new Corey, same Corey. That would be a solid show.
That would be a
great
show.
The way you think. I like that. You should move down to L.A. with me and Corey.
Jeremy just left, actually.
I'm on the way. Then how would I have said that? Theater of the mind, people. the other mind.
The show that we haven't found a station for it yet. So right now we're just we're going to stream it online. It's going to be at me at Haim's grave. Just crying.
Might want to check out
that seems a little
that one that might not go as well as you want.
Check out WMET.com. They might have some openings for you there, Corey.
Corey, thanks for calling again. I guess I apologize to call you douche, even though I do think you are one. But
see you, douche.
When do we see you again? June what?
June 4th through 7th, Goonies 25th anniversary, Astoria.
All right, that's enough. That's enough.
That really was Corey, I think. With all the promotion,
wow.
It couldn't not be.
Unreal. It had to be. Absolutely happy. This is Radio for Winners on WMET 1160 AM. Be right back right after this.
Maybe it's too long. Maybe it's too smelly. Maybe it's too thick and no longer manageable with conventional techniques. Maybe it's time to do something about it. If your mustache is hurting you or someone you love, it's time to take action, and there is help. Call 1-800-555-BMBA today for more information. BMBA. Better mustache, better America. Suck it, Iran!
We here at Biotech realize AIDS, cancer, autism, and Alzheimer's are all medical ailments that are considered our nation's top priority when it comes to finding a cure. But what about the lesser known, yet no less severe conditions? When will they finally receive the attention they deserve? One ailment in particular has taken our interest here at Biotech, and we've taken the fight to the disease. ESFD, excessively smelly finger disorder. Each year, thousands of middle-aged bearded white men are stricken with this socially crippling, extremely unpleasant disorder. You or someone you know may suffer silently and have lost hope. Are you afraid to point at someone, fearing they may vomit? Do you refrain from borrowing and using telephones, concerned that afterwards the keypad will smell like fresh compost? Does your hand smell like you just high-fived a septic tank? ESFD manifests itself in many ways, but the shame of your disgusting finger is universal. You hate it, and everyone around you hates it as well, and they hate you. Biotech is committed to finding a way to mask and ultimately eliminate the stench emanating off of your funky old finger. That same smell that has kept you from ever finding friendship, love, success, or happiness. That same smell that has made you a social outcast for the vast majority of your simple, stinky, pathetic life. Biotech says don't give up hope, don't give in, and don't throw in the towel. And seriously, don't point that finger at us. It smells like a fresh corpse. ESFD, excessively smelly finger disorder. Your dad had it too.
No, not again.
Oh, why us?
Looks like another sleepless night.
Liberal pet laws have allowed nuisance animals to move into your neighborhoods, and the state ain't going to help you. Your county officials ain't going to help either, but we will kill your neighbor's dog, man. Get on your computer box and dial up www.wewillkillyourneighborsdog.com for more information, brother. It's all over the computer web.
And we're back, Radio for Winners, 1160 AM WMET. Man, was that exciting or what, guys?
That was awesome.
I would go with what?
Corey Feldman calling into the show.
I would probably go with that or what either as well. Man, unreal. If you're streaming live right now, you can jump on the chat. We're on there as well as some other people. Some douchey guy named Cool Bathroom. Thanks for tuning in, but you're kind of douchey. Bitter Mom is on. Who else is on there right now?
I think it's just Bitter Mom and Cool Bathroom.
Man, I guess I shouldn't.
Hey, you're making fun of two listeners.
I know. That's unfortunate. So, guess the reason I brought Don in, that was a horrible thing. The reason I brought Don in for the show, actually flows a lot better when it's me and John. For some reason, having two people replace John did not work this night.
Well, actually,
that should make John feel really good, actually.
Jeremy and I are going to start our own show.
We're going to be on at 10.
It's a really dull hour of radio.
We're just going to have Corey Feldman call in for...
It should be good. Corey Feldman call in. We'll just talk about how much I liked Meatballs 4.
I remember when I tried to start a show at another station in Baltimore, and I was looking for a co-host. It was like 10 years ago, and I was going to have Don. Like, Don jumped. Don was basically volunteering to do it. He was jumping out the...
Hold on. I have a breaking... We have another listener. I want to make sure we were well aware that Jen 0403 is here. So we have three listeners today.
Very nice. Well, hello, Jen. Thanks for tuning in tonight. You tuned in for Don, which I can certainly understand Don's Mr. Personality.
Very charming.
I know Excel.
So Don always wanted to be on the radio. Don, you've always wanted. I mean, you listen to, you know, all the guy talks to shows that were used to be on JFK, like Howard Stern.
Yeah.
Don and Mike, of course, the Grease Man, who actually used to broadcast out of this station going back probably like 2 years ago.
From the best of Grease Box.
Right there in that box right there.
We still have a lot of Grease Man and paraphernalia here.
He didn't die, did he?
No, I think Grease Man's alive. He did a show on DC 101 for a little while.
His career is dead.
I like to mention other radio stations when I'm on one radio station. It's very professional.
Nah, it's fine. There's nobody listening. Nobody who cares about the radio station here. No, seriously. You can say whatever you want.
WMET, nobody cares.
Is that the motto?
That is.
So I thought I would take the time to plug in a CD here and play some talk-ups for Don. A talk-up, if you don't know what that is, ladies and gentlemen, is when when a song starts playing and you hear the DJ talk it up till the vocals start. I thought we'd have Don do that, because this is basically what Don does. When we hang out, and that's why I brought these guys on, because basically we go out drinking. And usually when we do that, we actually talk to each other, not like awkward silences.
Well, that's because normally there's about six or seven beers involved, so that loosens it up a little bit.
I should have brought some beer, but I thought we would have... Don's to do some talk-ups for us. So, Don, I gave you kind of a little cheat sheet here. The first one, I believe, is...
These are the worst songs ever, by the way.
I know. I picked songs I thought had a top 40 appeal.
What radio station are you listening to, by the way?
Top 40, 1987.
They have to have a 2004...
Is there a Casey Kasem CD that you're listening to? Or?
It's a top 40 appeal from 2004, basically. Oh.
You got that like CD Jock Jams or Party Rocks like 2004. You listen to that?
Well, I don't like.
He just has that in OMD. That's all he has in his car.
It's an
exciting car.
I really do listen to the worst music. We actually went over an entire segment last week on my music taste.
No one will hear it because you didn't put it online.
I know. Believe me, I don't have good music taste. You're not missing anything.
Nobody's going to hear this one.
No.
Actually, we actually get more people downloading our podcast than they actually listen on the air by two people. Two people. Horrible. All right, Don, you ready?
Let's try it out, Tone.
All right, here we go.
Hi, everybody. DC right now, 51 degrees. Silver Spring, 50 degrees. Here's Shut Up and Drive from Rihanna. Holly, on your AM station here in Silver Spring, 1160 AM WMET.
That was horrible.
How was that?
I liked the pause where you waited and it didn't know what to say, so then you went, oh, that's really good. That's solid. When I used to hang out with Tony, he would drive around. He had a CD in his car of nothing but songs he would talk up. And those he had down to the second. Like, he was right on the par, right on post.
Oh, that's Tony's done this before, and I was trying to do the awkward silence of you at the beginning of the show.
Oh.
I see. Actually, Jeremy, I want to give you
a
shot.
No, do not give me one. I'm not going to be able to do it.
Come on, do it. Take his paper.
I really don't.
Can we give him the last one?
We'll do the same song.
No, I really don't want to do this.
Let's try it.
Try it.
Oh, boy, this is going to go well.
It can't be worse than the second one.
He's
going to
make fun of me.
Two.
Let's see what he can do.
But okay. This is going to go well.
Do you want to leave the room?
I might leave the room to do it in the bathroom.
And 3, 2, 1.
WMET, 1160 AM. I don't remember what else is going on in the station. No one's listening, so what does it matter? I don't even know what song this is. Shut Up and Drive by Rihanna. Anyone hears Corey Feldman call? It was exciting. I can't wait for him to call again next time somebody dies. WMET.
I think you hit the post.
I did hit the post. That's all I'm good at is hitting
the
post.
Wait a minute, I hit the post.
No, yeah, there was no hitting the post.
I don't. No, you did. You guys did both. Jeremy actually did a little bit better of a job because Jeremy didn't care, whereas I think Don actually cared a little bit too much.
Well, I was kind of thrust into this position, so I'm sorry. I didn't know that was why I was brought up here. Apparently my Excel spreadsheet sent to humor you guys.
All right, second song on the list. Let's start it off and go, Don.
Hi, good evening, everybody. It's 8:35 here in Silver Spring. It's 51 degrees downtown D.C., 50 here in Silver Spring. Only on 1160 WMET. Check us out on WMET1160.com. Here's Life is a Highway, Tom Cochran, WMET.
You said WMET like 45 times.
I said it 45 times.
This is awful.
This is why this isn't my career.
This is amazing. I'm a big fan. of Don doing this. No, no. What else you got? I like watching Don do these. Because you can see him, and this is really good for everyone listening, that you can see Don really working at this.
I'm actually a little bit surprised. I thought Don would DJ it up a little bit more, though. I really was expecting more.
You told me to DJ it down.
Well, I said in the beginning of the show. This one.
For everything. For this, you're supposed to.
Usually when Don
comes in. Hey, Tony, how you doing today? Earlier today, I was fishing with my cousin. Let me tell you about fishing with my cousin. That's what we didn't want the whole time. I wouldn't want that.
Like usually when Don comes in, he's just constantly doing like a whole like, "Hi everybody."
Well, I'm trying to look at the clock. I'm trying to look at you.
No, yeah. See, that's the problem. You're not supposed to actually look at the clock. You're supposed to just feel the beat and feel when the lyrics come in.
Let me try out my headphones because I can barely hear.
That was the headphones. Actually, for everyone at home, this is such a fancy station. Each of these headphones only has one working ear, and the computer is slow enough. That's why we're not responding to anything. By the time I type a sentence, we're actually at the next break. This is a fancy studio.
This is where the Grease Man broadcasted.
That's true.
Yep, he was in the studio right behind us, which was looking back.
Does that one have working headphones?
It does not. It does not. All right, next one. What is the next one there, Don?
Learning to fly.
Right. This one's a sad one.
This is sad.
Let's mix it up, Don. Give a little bit of your personality on this one.
I have no personality.
Yeah, you do. You're not just a spreadsheet guy.
Hey, everybody. Good evening. Welcome to WMET 1160 AM. This is the radio for winners TV, television radio show, whatever you want to listen to.
Can I do that again?
Yeah.
That was horrible.
That was painful.
Wow.
That was
horrible.
I apologize, my six fans.
All right, here we go. There.
WMET 1160 AM, everybody. Here is Learning to Fly with Tom.
Hold on. You got to use our positioning statement, world radio. That's what, you know, like when you hear a station like Hot 995 or Power 106.
Is this world radio or is this from the world radio building?
No, it's actually what their little moniker is for the
show. This is
the
only program in English.
There's six people listening to this show right now, but it's called world radio.
Yes. Yes, because a lot of people, you don't know, like, because these people, the 22 that are listening, could be all across the world.
One is in Argentina. Yep.
Well, donde está la biblioteca to you?
Very nice.
Wow.
All right, Don, let's start it off.
No ponga los manos en la tolba.
Wow. Dump that one.
Don't put your hands in the hopper.
This podcast may not be available next week either. The archived version of this may not be available, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, Don, here you go.
Hey, everybody, broadcasting live from World Radio and WMET 1160 AM and online at WMET1160.com. I'm Don Schinneman, your DJ for the evening. Let's stay tuned and listen to Learning to Fly with Tom Petty. Well, it
started out. See, I hit the post there.
That was better. That was much better than the first one. The first one was really sad.
That was a little sad. I liked it, though. You know,
it's an AM radio station. We don't have, like, a cool... Can we, like, give us, like, a cool nickname? Like...
We're World Radio. Radio for winners.
Like I said, can we have like a cool nickname?
WMET, the Christ Puncher. That's a good one. I'd listen to that.
The Christ Puncher.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, I think actually the real one is like, I think it's called Radio Moondial is actually what it is.
Radio what?
Radio Moondial?
Moondial. M-U-N dial. I think it's Moondial. I don't know.
I believe that's Spanish.
Oh, yes, it is. It's very Spanish. All right. Last one. Thank God.
This is a big one, Tony.
It's like 30 seconds long. And don't ask me why I have this song. Because I really don't know. I don't know what I was thinking. I just picked it off of the list and I put it on.
It's in your CD collection, I guarantee it. You do have the worst CDs ever. I helped you move, and you had a collection of the worst CDs I've ever seen.
Because I worked at
it was all Jock Jams and OMD. I wasn't joking when I said that. You had that CD in your car.
I used to get those for free.
In fact,
why.
The first time I got in your car, I figured you'd have to have a cool thing of radio, you know, cool thing of songs, because you were on some dance station or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was, I mean, admittedly, this was a number of years ago, but still, the first song that came on was that thing that's on the Six Flags song. That was what was in your car playing when I got in the car.
Did he win a Grammy for this?
I don't believe so. I don't believe he... No, of course not. The song is horrible.
The only better song he could have chosen was like Don Johnson. What was that song that Don Johnson took?
The Heat Is On. No, that's Glenn Frey.
Glenn Frey.
I should remember a song Tom Cochran did. It was for 48 Hours, I think it was called, like, or Beverly Hills. It was Takedown, Shakedown, I think it was called.
Oh, yeah.
You're busted. Yeah, you're busted.
That song was absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
We should have got that one. But here we got this one here.
Yeah, we could talk about TV songs all night. I was ready for that. You want to talk Mr. Belvedere?
Sha-la-la-la. Can you sing the Gummy Bear song?
No, I cannot sing the Gummy Bear song.
I used to be a big Mr. Belvedere fan. I used to listen to Mr. Belvedere all the time.
Well, now you look like Mr. Belvedere.
I know. I'm turning fat and stuff. It's horrible.
Streaks on the China.
All right, here we go, Don.
Never mattered before. That was good. That's good voice I have there.
Good evening, everybody. Broadcasting live from the Radio for Winners building high atop your world radio at WMET 1160 AM. And also broadcasting live at WMET1160.com. We are here in Silver Spring, where it's 50 degrees and 51 degrees in downtown D.C. It is 9:42.
This could be the longest intro of a song ever.
Who doesn't love a party? Let's party all the time with Eddie Murphy. 11:60 a.m.
That's so long. It's like a 45-second
intro. WMET. Check us out live. WMET 1160.com. We're still ticking it down.
Does this even have words? Oh, there we go.
Oh, and Jeremy steps on the
I
vocal.
I did. I stepped
right
on.
Why do you have to
vocals?
Step on me? That was perfect.
That was, yeah. Just what I was thinking. Perfect. You'll be getting a call today from 100 radio stations.
I thought it was. Man. You can't do better.
No, I can't. We've already proven it.
Well, that was fantastic, guys. That was something, huh? That was something.
Tony, thank you for that opportunity to do that.
Wasn't that something?
Now my career and dreams are shattered.
I'm telling you, you might be able to cut that up and sell it as like a demo. Take it to a demo and send it to people.
We should do like live commercials. Stop on by Rita's for your favorite flavored slushy eating.
I think that's what
beverage.
I don't think you even want to be a DJ. I think you just want to be like a commercial voiceover guy.
Oh yeah, I'd love commercials. Can I do voiceover for commercials?
Like commercials are the worst part of every.
And now, best of the Grease Man. Six people are listening to WMET 1160 AM.
The Grease Man actually used to come in the studio like every day for like 2 years.
What else do you have to do? Nothing. Well, he was fired from other radio stations. He showed up here because it was either that or sit at home.
But look, like he went from being like a syndicated guy to performing basically in the same equipment. Yeah,
amazing how racism on the air might get you kicked off. Who knew?
I'm not
Who
sure knew? What's better, me being here or him being here.
I think Don Shinneman, radio genius, might be a better pull for the station.
I see that.
That segment's brought to you by Rita's.
This is Radio for Winners. We'll be right back right after this.
Matt, where am I at here?
Dude, all I'm saying is, dude, you are nasty, Boo Radley.
You're listening to Radio for Winners on WMET 1160.
Dude, you're so nasty. Two of the nastiest dudes in the building.
I know it's easier to shop using the motorized cart, driving down each aisle, zipping through the produce section. But those carts are for people with difficulty walking who are unable to stand for long periods of time. You're just overweight and lazy. Stop using our motorized carts, Tubby.
This message has been brought to you by the Stop the Fatty campaign.
No, not again.
Oh, why us?
Looks like another sleepless night.
Liberal pet laws have allowed nuisance animals to move into your neighborhoods, and the state ain't gonna help you. Your county officials ain't gonna help either, but we will kill your neighbor's dog, man. Get on your computer box and dial up www.wewillkillyourneighborsdog.com for more information, brother. It's all over the computer web.
Number 10, it tastes great. Number 9, you can grill it. Number 8, you can fry it. Number 7, it's cheap. Number 6, countless recipes. Number 5, it's a great source of protein. Number 4, protein protects against bone loss in old people. Number 3, it is a very good source of the cancer protective B vitamin niacin. Number 2, niacin-rich foods like this also provide protection against Alzheimer's disease. And the number one reason to eat chicken? Did we say it tastes great? So hey, PETA, suck it.
Brought to you by the Farmers Council on Farming Chickens by Chicken Farmers.
And we're back with Congressman Eric, former Congressman Eric Massa. Maybe silly, but I guess we have to ask it. Are you gay?
Well, here's that answer. I'm not going to answer that. In year 2010, why don't you ask my wife, ask my friends, ask the 10,000 sailors I served with in the Navy.
And we're back, Radio for Winners. Maybe not the best way to answer that. Ask the 10,000 guys that I've served with in the Navy.
Ask the guys I give massages to.
In the Navy.
Did you see this guy on Glenn Beck?
No, I did not
former
watch
Former Congressman
Glenn
Beck. Eric Messer. I actually sadly watch it like a lot. I watch it almost every...
Is he the one that had the house? Like, he hired all of his staffers.
Is that the guy with the two arms and two legs? Is that him?
All of his staffers that worked for him down on Capitol Hill were all gay men and lived in the apartment with him?
I don't think they were gay men. However, yes, like, all his, like, young staffers. Because staffers on most of these congressmen get paid, like, zero. They're, like, they get paid very poorly. So they all have to live together in order to afford a place in D.C. So, yeah, mostly, like, usually the congressmen will stay with other congressmen. And they usually will share a place, but they don't live with their staffers usually. So it's
apparently a bunch of people
party
came.
Party house.
Apparently, a bunch of people came forward that served with him, like in the Navy, and said that he was doing like strange stuff. Apparently, something called the snorkel. I'll leave that to the imagination of the mind.
That and like also like tickle fights.
Yes.
You know, it's like, dude, you're
oh, come on. We used to live together, Tony. We used to have tickle fights all the time. You'd go out, get drunk, 2 in the morning, come back home, have a tickle fight, eat some Wendy's.
You weren't a lieutenant commander in the Navy.
No.
Actually, one thing you used to do, Jeremy, is you used to sleepwalk a lot.
I did, probably.
That's the thing I still do today. I lock my door now because of Jeremy.
Just
because
I woke up in your bed one time.
It was very awkward.
I might have been nude.
Apparently, there's a lot of correlation to this guy in the Navy and the CEO, undercover CEO of Hooters that went down there and saw like one of his restaurant managers that said, "You're going to play little reindeer games."
That I saw. I like that show.
You're going to play my reindeer games if you want to go home. Now,
I think that was planted, though. That was just planted so he looked good, because the rest of the show was about him trying to sell Hooters as a family brand while women yelled at him that it was offensive.
Yeah, but if you're going
to
play reindeer games, why would you have hot chicks eat baked beans off of plates?
I don't hang out with a lot of reindeer, Don. I don't know what they do.
All right, commercial segment, WMAT.com.
1-866-369-1160 if you want to jump in about Eric Massa or our next topic, Precious. Actress, what's her name?
She is Precious, Tom.
Gabrielle. She was Howard Stern actually had some comments, kind of grew some controversy this past week when he basically said what everybody's thinking, that her chances of having roles in the future are going to be limited because of the fact that she's extremely and morbidly obese, which is something I've been talking about for a while, and everybody would look at me like, that's just rude for you to say that. But I mean, come on.
Well, I mean, it's true. That's why it's rude. If it wasn't true, it wouldn't be rude. You would just be kind of a jerk. But,
yeah.
You know, I mean, that's like saying, hey, Tony Grazik, you're pretty fat. It's true, and that makes me really rude for saying it.
I mean, if you're out there and you think there's any chance that she actually can get a leading role in any future movie, give us a call, 1-866-369-1160. I'm going to say zero chance. Jeremy, you think there's any chance she'll get a role that's not like a cashier or somebody who's just like a nothing in a role? Let's be honest. She's not going to get a role that's going to be like,
She could star as a basketball player or like a NASCAR driver.
She's not going to be starring in Juno 2.
Hey, NASCAR driver. After school special, I think. Hey, but she could get a role. What do you think of this? Like, do you watch Lost? So Hurley, you know, that guy on Lost, I mean, he's a big guy. First off,
isn't about Hurley. Hurley, the fat guy on Lost.
No, but what I'm saying is, why don't you take Hurley and you take Precious, and why don't you stick him on The Biggest Loser, have them lose all that weight? Why can't they do that?
Well, actually, they have that. They have Celebrity
Celebrity Fit Club because it's a bunch of B-list celebrities.
Dude, Bobby Brown's this season. How do you say that's B-list?
Actually, I watched it yesterday. It's really not that good, though. Like, K-Fed's not really talking that this much this season. They have Shara, his ex.
K-Fed is the Jeremy of...
of the show.
Wow.
Like, and also they have people I don't even know. Like, they have some designer who was on like I guess Project Runaway.
Well, that would be on the Bravo network that you apparently watch all the time.
I don't watch that show though. I can't get to the fashion shows. That or the Haircuttery shows are awful.
Haircuttery.
The Genius, the Sheer Genius show.
Sheer Genius.
Awful. The people on there
they just film a reality show in a Haircuttery.
Actually, I would watch that.
It's a lot of mullets.
Where's that at? Essex?
What, Haircuttery is every mall ever.
No.
When I go get my haircut at the Haircuttery, because that's where I go, there's always people saying about how they always defend, they get real defensive. Like, you know, we're just the same as people that have $75, that charge $75.
Hey,
we all go to the same schools.
Hey, you can pay a lot of money for a bad haircut, or you can pay $15 at the Haircuttery.
Do you
it doesn't
think
matter.
That if we got our listeners to, like, go to the Haircuttery and mention this show, that they would give them $10 off a haircut?
That's Haircuttery giving out free haircuts from WMET, 1160 a.m.
Stop by Rita's afterwards.
That is not true. They will not be doing that.
I used to do that when we go to like Fridays or Friendlies or any of those places where they had like the little paper signs. You can turn them around and then write things on them. So you'd write other deals that don't really exist and then see them ask for them.
When did you go to Friendlies?
I mean, I hang out at Friendlies. No, I mean, it was a while ago. It was in high school. I don't know. Who goes to Friendlies normally? No one that wants service. So no one goes to Friendlies.
Or food that's any good.
No. They do have good ice cream, though.
And speaking of sex offenders, if you want to check out your Maryland Sex Offender Registry for Jeremy.
Ouch.
Have you ever gone on that site, by the way?
Oh, no. Yeah.
And that's why I get dates. Why would you go there?
I've gone on two sites because I want to see the... this is a little weird. I wanted to see.
Wanted to see if my name was on it.
I wanted to see if my current housemate was there because I was on it. Because I could see him being a registered sex offender. This guy named Dan Svans. I talk about him on the show.
Is that his birth name? Dan Svans?
No, his real name's like John, but I always refer to him as Dan Svans because that's where he works. And he's just, he's a very creepy guy. So I check that site to see if he's on there. And then, of course, I check the rest of my neighborhood. And, of course, you know, nobody is.
See, I wish that was true. Lynn checked ours. My girlfriend checked our place. And
your fiance.
Okay, fine. Fiance. Either way, she checked it, and almost every street on the house is red with a name on it because we live, apparently, we're in Catonsville, home of all the sex offenders in Maryland.
Sha-la-la-la. What about your place, Don?
What about it?
Any sex offenders on the list?
There's some in the neighborhood, but none like really on our street.
Just one Don Shineman.
I will tell you, though, a great website to check out is badbadteacher.com. Have you checked out that one? It's fantastic.
If you're advertising for a porn site you're running.
No, it's no porn site. It tells you like all the teachers across the country that have been arrested for doing something to a student. My band teacher from when I was in high school. Yeah, he was arrested.
I thought you were going to say drama, because I thought that was the rule. Drama teachers get arrested for that.
I wasn't in the drama club. I was in the band.
I think next week I'm just going to have
I like that you were all defensive. Like, I wasn't in drama. I was in the band.
Actually, next week, scheduling reminder, next week, Radio for Winners from 9 to 10. Radio for Losers, a new show with Don and Jeremy from 10
to
11.
10 to 2 in the morning. 4-hour block of us talking about nothing anyone wants to hear.
Awesome.
Although I do like that you do write up the schedules for the next week, but I think you need to change a couple of them. The first section, I hate Asians, not going to be a popular one. Wow. Not popular at all.
Wow. WMET.com and Rita's have brought you this great promotion of this great station.
Very nice. But getting back to Precious, we got off the top. I mean, do you guys see her possibly ever getting a role?
There's nothing that she could possibly
do. It would be
do, right?
For a large woman.
So
I
like
can't
when
see.
Oprah and who's that? Tyler Perry are saying, yeah, your career is just starting.
But that's why she was cast for that role. I mean, she was a nobody that they cast her for that role. She, you know, apparently the story went she was in high school and skipped high school and went to audition for the show or for the movie and she got the job.
Maybe she'll be the lead in Under Siege 3. That'd be a good action movie. I'd go see that.
Steven Seagal.
I mean, there's zero
and
shot.
And Precious.
Steven Seagal and Precious. We're going to go undercover.
Actually, Steven Seagal is almost that big, so that would work out pretty well.
Have you seen me run yet? Because I can run real fast. Get in the car. Get him. Don't move.
That's a very good Steven Seagal. It's almost like he's in the studio with me. This is amazing.
I'm really good friends with Corey Feldman.
Wow. Everyone else is.
Man, if you want to shoot us an email and tell us how amazing this show was, feel free. rfwshow@gmail.com. That's rfwshow.
How many listeners we got now?
It says 23, but I believe 20 of them are this computer.
That's what I've been trying to figure out. I think it might be that case. There's no
This computer is ridiculously slow as well. I type in a sentence and we're on, you know, 3 or 4 minutes later before it even pops in. So.
It's a little slow. I will admit, it's not necessarily the fastest
WMET,
computer.
1160 AM, we're a little slow.
If you'd like to buy radio equipment from this radio program, please visit our website at
ebay.com. Please send a stealth address stamp envelope.
All right, guys, so we have about 3-4 minutes left. How did you feel the show Wednesday? Don, I'll start with you.
Tony, I think it went horrible.
Jeremy,
see, I would disagree. I think this could be the best radio show I've ever been on. Ever.
For the 8 friends that we have, I think that they were probably all entertained.
I think the second half of the show was fairly good. I think Corey Feldman probably brought the first half down, like he does with everything else he does.
I think Tony probably insisted that we probably be a little too calm at the beginning of the show. And then when he came in during that one break and said, hey, you know, maybe make it a little bit more lively.
Well, he punched us earlier and said, don't talk.
I think
really
that maybe
weird.
He didn't think that we were going to be this lively.
Yeah, see,
now he wants us to calm down just a bit.
No, yeah, I was like, please, let me talk. It's my radio show.
I like this. It's just, I was afraid that when the show was going to start, I was going, hey, Don, how you doing tonight?
Hey, Tony, how you doing, everybody?
That's exactly what
What's
I thought
What's going on?
Back
to the Grease Man back here. WMET.
That's exactly what I thought was going
to
happen.
Yeah, you told me not to do that.
I know.
We took it the other direction, 100% the other way.
And then he got lively in the second half. I would say the first segment.
You guys got lively in the last 4 minutes of the show. It was an excellent last 4 minutes. Solid.
I can't wait to listen back to the first segment of just us being awkward.
You should just delete it. You shouldn't pretend it never happened. We'll retape another 15 at the beginning of after the show.
There's actually no chance that anyone will ever hear this again.
No. You know, I listen to every single, just be me. But this will not make...
By
this,
yourself.
This will not make the demo reel.
No, you should.
Wow, so you guys like that moment right there was pretty good. Pretty smooth. Nice. Anyway, what?
You guys have anything major going on next week? Anything you want to plug before we head out?
I have nothing going on that is worth plugging here. other than endlessbacklog.blogspot.com and omgjeremy.com.
Now, what exactly is Endless...
Endless Backlog is that I am 32 years old, and I'm playing a whole bunch of video games this year to beat everything that I have not beaten in order to save money and to really give myself a purpose to own these games. Otherwise, I was going to get yelled at for having a whole bunch of unopened games.
Now, who has more listeners, viewership, readers... your blog or this show? I'm going to say they're probably about time.
They're about equal, because zero is equal to zero.
Very nice. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been Radio for Winners. Right here on WMET 1160 AM. Thank you very much for tuning in tonight.
The Christ Puncher.
Jeremy, thank you very much for coming on tonight. Don.
Thanks, Tone.
You're not just an Excel spreadsheet guy. You're Mr. DJ. Donnie Schulman.
Thank you, Tone.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been Radio for Winners. We'll see you next week.
I won't.
We got a warning light. We got a warning light. We pull the plug out and we...
program and may not reflect the views of IDT Local Media or WMET 1160. Statements and opinions are solely those of individual contributors and advertisers as indicated. WMET does not endorse or take responsibility for those statements or opinions. WMET Gaithersburg accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, and omissions reported during this program.
Three, two, one, go.
You can follow... You can contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com, search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.